Yes, welcome, Hopkins Middle School Jazz Band. Okay, off to a good start. Nice sound of the band. Yeah, nice articulation, like that. Okay, be careful, that range trumpets. Intonation wants to wander a bit. Yeah, Barry, yeah, go after it. Yeah, nice sound trombones there. Good solo? Yeah. Okay, be more aggressive. When it's your solo, take it away. Yeah, that walking bass, really keep it steady. I know, easier said than done. It's really moving right along. There you go, explore a little bit. Yeah, wander around, get some variety of notes there. Yep, okay. Yeah, drummer, give me hi-hat, please, huh? Yeah, nice, this case, really nice ideas there. Now, saxes, you got a really nice soul-y sound. I just want more of you. Really blow when it's your turn. Go. Boom, ba, boom, ba. Yeah, I need more of that bass line. Barry sax, maybe bass trombone. Okay, be careful, drummer. In fills, there's a tendency sometimes to blow tempo a little bit. Yeah, this is a little tough through here. Okay, good. The general sound of the group is really nice. The balance is quite good. Need you to be more aggressive when it's your moment, either as a soloist or as a soli section. Listen to what's happening around you in the band. For example, if you have bass and the boom ba boom ba, okay, we're gonna have more of that downbeat, more of the bass. String bass, nice job on it. Just make sure you keep it really steady. Drummer in the fills. Don't throw time. Keep that time going all the way. A good opening number. I like just a basic swing number, shuffle, something like that. To settle the band down a little bit and to establish with the audience who you are. Good job with that. Okay, a nice Nestico ballad. Katie, good standard. Yeah, we always have problems with mutes in, you know, most school bands because the students, I assume, don't own their own. And so consequently, you can't file down the corks to make them fit the particular instrument really well. This, of course, throws off the pitch. It's really hard. Also in the lower register, bucket mutes, when it sounds real stuffy, make sure you get enough air through the instrument, spin that air, play to the back wall, project that sound, then let the mute do the coloring. In our opening line there, where we have those slurred notes, actually slur them and just adding a little da, 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 da influence. Don't make it completely slurred. Yeah, one of the hardest things on a slow ballad is to make it have forward motion, to have it keep moving. Drummer, you are really key on this with the brushes, because the brushes give us the full movement. The bass generally is just playing either quarter notes or half notes, and the band is playing long notes. So we've got maybe I've already told you this before, but there is a whole series of records and books by Ed Thigpen, the drummer, and in it, it's called The Art of the Brushes, and he just explores what to do with brushes. There's diagrams, there's recordings. To be a good brush player today, in this day and age, is to get you a lot of work, because not many drummers can play properly with them. So look into that, please. Yeah, good solo. Use that vibrato. You're a soloist now. When you're fronting the band like this, and it's your turn, you don't have to blend with the rest of the saxes. In fact, you should. You should stand out. And that vibrato will help. Nice job. Thank you, brasses, for not playing into your stands. I think of one of the first bands that has not. Oh, yeah, with Harmon Mutes, you got to buzz it, blow a lot of air, a lot of air. Bzzz. Support, support, support. Okay, good. Ballads are difficult. No, say otherwise, huh? A lot of good things happening there. Nice solos. Just with the mutes. Don't let them get in the way. I've often said for young players, forget that, for young players, for all players, the biggest handicap we have is that thing called the instrument. It gets in our way. We have these real creative ideas we want to do, real musical ideas, and we can't quite get them through the instrument yet. Then when you add mutes, it's even more complicated. So until you get to a point where your instrument is nothing more than an amplifier, and it will just produce whatever your head tells it to, then you can really soar. And of course, that's fundamentals, working on details over and over. Okay, a little sack. Whoa. Yeah, nice start. Good. Battle doobie dee dee. Yeah, the triplets are kind of blah, blah. We want to have those nice and clean. Yeah, a rhythm section. You're the ones that make a swing here. Ba, cha, 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 cha. Be thinking straight eights, everybody. Have that metronome in your head. Yeah, rhythm section. You got to be real steady here. Yeah, nice. Okay. Nice dynamics there. Trumpets or trombone, sorry. Yeah. Good solo. Yeah, think style trumpet. Yeah, some lack of clarity there, trombones. Some of the moving parts. Yeah, you gotta swing us. Yeah, nothing's more fun than go from straight eights to swing, straight eights to swing. And you gotta swing hard to make the swinging work. Nice and clean and together on that line. That line's kind of awkward, trumpets. All right. Man, the last couple of measures really right on. The intonation was there. Blend and balance was there. Accuracy and rhythm. There are places where we're kind of slipping out of the rhythm. We're not kicking from the twos to the swing to the straight eights. When you make that change, it's got to be big and obvious and bold. And overdone, if anything, then you can always pull back. In rhythm section, you're the ones that just got to make it swing. Bing. Okay, lots of good teaching here, lots of good fundamentals all the way through, and everybody, work on your style and your swinging feel when you go into the triplet feeling, so that we get that really going well. Listen to each other across the lines. Make sure we're playing the figures the same from section to section. And when it's your turn, come out strong. Go for it. Okay? Keep up the good work. Look forward to hearing you again shortly. And have great success the rest of the year. Thanks so much for coming to the festival.